In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony. I have to tell you a story. Many years ago, I was asked to give a talk at the Jewish synagogue in Peabody. And you know, I couldn't mention Jesus. But you know what? I mentioned Jesus in another way. And at the end of my talk, my came to the talk, said, "You're talking all about Jesus." I said, "Of course," even though I couldn't mention his name. And I'm going to tell you what I took and read, Psalm 136. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." The steadfast love is the chesed of the Lord. It cannot be written on a book. It's too great. It's too great. It's the great presence of God, the awesome presence of God. His chesed love endures forever. And we need that chesed love. We need that God would pour out upon us that chesed love that cannot be written about because it's too great. You can just say his greatness, you can just say his love endures forever. But that doesn't catch what it really means. His steadfast love is his chesed love that cannot be written about because it's too great. How we need that love in the world that we live in today. I don't know if you've found it that the world every day, when you read something, it's really bad, but the next day something worse happens. This is the world that we're living in. We need the chesed love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need that love that would keep us and keep us looking at him. Who are you looking at today? Yesterday I was looking at myself. And you know what happens when you look at yourself? You go into the drink. Today's a new day in the name of Jesus. And I surrender all to Jesus. And I ask him to take care of everything. I'm going to read from Psalm 136. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever, his chesed love. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever, his chesed love. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever, his chesed love, who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever." Do you know that God does great wonders? He's still doing wonders. He's still doing wonders. We all went out to dinner last night. It was someone's birthday, Noel's birthday. And we were just kind to the waitress. But before we left, Anthony gave the waitress a rosary. And she's been working there for 100 years. She's a real servant. And Anthony gave her a compliment. She said, "I still have hope in my eyes after all these years." Anthony said, "Yes. His steadfast love endures forever. Who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who spread out the earth on the waters, for his chesed love endures forever. Who made the great lights, for his chesed love endures forever. The sun and the moon, the sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. This is marvelous, that God created the world out of love. And not only that, but that he sent his own son to be love on the cross for you. Oh yes, from the heart of Jesus, his steadfast love endures forever. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? You say, I don't know it. Then ask the Lord, I want to know that steadfast love which endures forever.
Come, Holy Spirit, we want to know your anointing. We want to know you. You know, when we look at Jesus, we become purified. Me and Father Tom just spent the morning, 3 hours, after we prayed the Psalms and the morning prayers, looking right at Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And, you know, the Lord, the Holy Spirit was on us so much. A lot of times we fell asleep. I went into little visions. You know, the Lord started speaking to me. He told me to look up Philippians 4:6. It says, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. When we keep our minds in Jesus Christ and not on ourselves, the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, washes us. You know, if we want to know that Hesed love of God, it says, have no anxiety about anything, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. So God, we request that we know you intimately, experientially, that we have the grace to be able to meditate upon you and your mysteries, that we know your tangible presence, that you release all of heaven onto us. You know, the same God that created this earth, he created this day, he created your car, he created you. You know, he created your life with a perfect plan. Sometimes we find divinity in the places we least expect. You know, sometimes we find divinity in the poor, in the homeless, in the unloved, and in the parts of you which are the darkest and, you know, you have unloved for yourself. That's where you need to let God's divinity in today. You might have a pain or a trauma from your childhood. Let the divinity of God come in there. Because as someone said at the School of Holy Spirit, God works like an X-ray machine, that whatever is your negative, he shines his light upon and through, and it becomes your greatest area of strength. So today, the Lord just wants to imbue you in his love and his grace. So Lord, we just pray that you just release that love of God, that goodness of God that Father Tom was reading about in the Psalms right now, onto everyone listening.
And the word of God continues, the moon and the stars were the night, for his hesed love, his steadfast love endures forever. I tell you, I marvel that God speaks to people, that he speaks to me, that he is the one who created the sun and the moon, and he speaks to me, and he always tells me about his son Jesus. Oh yes, he doesn't tell me about anything else. He doesn't tell me you're going to get rich. He doesn't tell me any of those things. He always says, exalt my son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you exalt him? Do you exalt him? Oh yes. Who struck Egypt through their firstborn, for his hesed love, his steadfast love endures forever, who brought Israel out from among them, out from among Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Why? For his steadfast love endures forever. How we need that steadfast love. Who divided the Red Sea in two. How? For his steadfast love endures forever. Anything can happen. You know, God has a plan for your life. And you need to just agree with that plan. I don't want to die until that plan is fulfilled. I want to be what the psalm says, like a tree that's old, that still has sap running through it. That's what I want to be. I don't want to die until God continues to work through me. And the last thing that he works, then he's ready to take me. I need to know that I don't want to give up the ghost, no matter what happens, until I am fulfilling my vocation as a person, as a priest. Oh, yes, there's so much more for us. I love to say more, because when we think about Jesus, there's so much more to receive. His steadfast love, his hesed love, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who overthrew Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. What enemies do you have today? For Israel, it was Pharaoh and his armies. But you know how we deal with our enemies? We pray for them. Oh, yes. We don't want to see them hurt. We don't want to see them crushed. We want to pray for them. You say, but they hurt me so much. You'll never be free until you forgive them. You'll never be free until you forgive them. I tell one person who calls me, you're going to bring this trauma to the grave if you don't trust this to God and forgive this person. He's not ready to do it. But every once in a while when he starts talking about it, I say, you're going to bring this to the grave because you have not forgiven this person. But what he did to me was unbearable. You still need to forgive this person. And this person has a beef against the Jewish people. And I said, you know, cursed is the one who curses the Jewish people. Blessed is the one who blesses the Jewish people. Oh, yes, people are strange. We all have our hang-ups. All of us have our hang-ups. What's your hang-up today? What are you hung up on? What are you hung up on today? That's what's keeping you from the hesed love of the Lord Jesus Christ. His love endures forever. His great love endures forever. What do you hold in your mind and in your heart? What unforgiveness do you have? It's time to let it go, or you'll bring it to the grave. I remember one person died and went to heaven, and the Lord said, you can't stay here. She said, why? Because you have to forgive your sister-in-law. She was sent back. It took her a while to forgive her sister-in-law. And after she forgave the sister-in-law, she went back to heaven. Oh, yeah. God is serious about forgiveness. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We need to know that God is serious about forgiveness.
Unforgiveness gives us over to the tormentors. Don't let yourself be tormented today. You know, I don't want to be the person that gets sent back from heaven because of unforgiveness. You know, we don't forgive the people for them. We forgive them for us. Because once we have forgiveness in our hearts, the peace of God washes over us. Even upon praying with people, a lot of times after people are able to forgive is when people begin to be healed, and only then. First the healing of the soul, but then even the healing of the body. But it all starts with that free will decision of unforgiveness. We know everything in the spiritual life is a grace. So if you can't do it on your own, just ask the Lord for the grace to do it with Him. Yeah, there's nothing in this world like the peace of Christ. And a lot of times we just have things getting in the way. You know, unforgiveness is like thorns. I'm just saying there's just thorns that wrap around us. And it makes us bitter. And they just block out all the goodness that God wants to bestow upon you. You know, God wants you to be partaking in the divine nature with Him, walking around this earth as a little Christ, as an anointed one, of hearing God's voice. You know, He doesn't want you to be hearing the voice of the tormentor. He wants you to be looking right to the Lord. You know, God communicates to you every day through your thoughts. You know, He just wants you open to Him to interpret Him. You know, again, we want the hasad love of God. The Lord says, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. What do you want today? What request do you have today? Let it be known to God. When Jesus found the blind man, well, He asked him, what do you want? The Lord wants to hear our supplications and our prayers. We were watching The Chosen last night, and when the man was at the pool, Jesus asked him, do you want to be healed? He was at the pool for 25 years, 38 years. Of course he wants to be healed. But today the Lord wants you to participate with Him and tell Him your supplications. And when you do, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Keep your heart and mind right on Jesus today. Upon looking at the face of Jesus, we receive impartations of heaven. Upon meditating on the life of Jesus, we receive the peace of Jesus.
We need that peace, that shalom. It means more than peace. It means health, well-being, prosperity. It means all those things. How we need those things. How we need to pray, especially during Advent, for the Jewish people, that they would come to know Messiah. Oh, yes, that they would come to know Messiah. We have one young man, and not so young, who on Holy Saturday was baptized and gave his life to Jesus as a Christian, as a Catholic. Oh, yes, we need to bless the Jewish people. When we sing, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, Emmanuel, for you're going to come to Israel, the Jewish people. I tell you, even in the experience of the birth of Jesus, the first people that came to Jesus were the Jews, the shepherds. They were Jewish. Salvation is to the Jew first, and then to the Gentiles, the Magi. I tell you, God does things right. And I know he's doing things right in you. And you say, but Father Tom, you don't know the suffering that this person brought me into. Well, I don't know, but you know. And you can say, I forgive him in the name of Jesus. The way I do it is I go to the crucified Jesus and I ask him for the gift to forgive this person because I don't have it. I don't have the gift. Lord, I want to borrow your forgiveness for this person. But you're thinking now, they're not worthy of it. Then you'll bring it to the grave. It's as simple as that. You'll bring it to the grave. You don't need to bring it to the grave. It's time now to forgive our trespasses as we are forgiven. We are forgiven completely, totally, and entirely. We put Jesus on the cross. Our sins nailed Jesus to the cross. And what was the first word out of his mouth? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh yes, I put Jesus on the cross by my sins. And yet his first word was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, yes, Jesus had to forgive us because we put him on the cross, our sins. You want to know what sin looks like? Look at the crucified Lord, and not one that's manicured, one that's got blood all over him and flies all over him, one that is barely able to breathe. Look at the crucified Lord and see what he's done for you. His steadfast love for you endures forever. His hesed love endures forever. Look at the crucified Lord, not the manicured one that looks so nice on the cross, but one that's got filled with dirt and blood and flies and all that for you, for me, for us. Where is the steadfast love? From Calvary is the steadfast love which endures forever. Oh, yes, from Calvary is the steadfast love that endures forever.
His love endures forever. His love is for you. You know, today, the God of this world is calling you, to deeper intimacy. Right now, he's releasing his love upon you. He's asking you, will you forgive everyone, not for them, but for me? Because when you forgive them, the gates of my love can swing wide open for you. The Lord wants to bestow all his graces upon you. He's saying, today, I want to use you in a special way. Will you be open to my Holy Spirit? Jesus is saying, he's showing you, he's been with you every moment of your life. When you can feel him, when you can't feel him, in the greatest day of your life and in the worst day of your life, the Lord has always been there with you. You know, God's mind is not like the human mind. He can see into the future. He can go into our past. We may not know why God's allowing something to happen or to happen before. But Jesus is just promising you that if you love me, everything that happened will be used to the good. And everything is, and God has a plan for everything. You know, God is calling you every day. He's calling me every day that we die to ourselves and become new creation. That we trust in the Lord. Because trust is a vessel which all graces are given. That you should have as much mercy for yourself as God has for you. that, like Jesus told Saint Faustina, his divine mercy is his greatest attribute. Lord, I just pray right now that you wash every listener in the rays coming out of your sacred heart of your divine mercy. If you don't know what the promises of the divine mercy are that Jesus made, Google divine mercy today, and you'll be filled with such love in the Holy Spirit. The Lord has such a plan for you, and he has such a place for you. You know, it's been said many times, but you're so important that if you were the last, only person on this earth, he would have went on the cross for you. It's all real, you know? God has given you angels, a guardian angel, that walks with you through this life and is going to walk you into heaven. You have all of heaven at your disposal today when you are saved by Jesus. So Jesus, you just do it. Thy will be done today.
Yes, Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How we need that hesed love. How we need that steadfast love which endures forever. Pour it on your people today. Pour it out that we would be able to rejoice and be glad. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.